For years, a replica of Christopher Columbus's ship, the Santa Maria, sat docked on the Scioto River. It's now in storage awaiting repair, but replicas of Columbus's two other ships, the Nina and the Pinta, continue sailing. They're making their way across the Great Lakes this summer, including stops in Ohio this week, offering visitors a chance to learn about the explorers' voyages. But some say the ships only tell half the story. For the Great Lakes Today reporting project, Payne Horning has more.
Aboard the Pinta replica in Oswego, New York Harbor, tour guide Colin Foster lectures a group of students about Columbus and his famous voyages.
It was 33 days to cross the Atlantic Ocean. Everybody has to remember that, okay? How many days did it take to cross? 33 days. We have to remember that.
The Nina ship was built in 1992 to commemorate the 500th anniversary of Columbus's first voyage across the Atlantic. The Pinta replica came about a decade later. Captain Morgan Sanger says both vessels were always intended to be a tool to educate people.
They can touch, they can feel, and they can imagine what it was like for their forefathers, be it on these ships or the Mayflower or whatever.
Teaching is the motivation for many of the crew's 14 members, all of whom are volunteers. Jeff Hicks says their mission is to inform people about Columbus and the explorers who followed.
He did discover it for the old world. They know nothing of this part of the world. And again, we celebrate the age of discovery because without that, we as Americans today and in this part of the world would not be here.
But not all are as eager to celebrate that legacy. That was clear in Oswego, a Lake Ontario port where the ships docked recently. The replicas were surrounded by protesters in canoes, and on the pier, other protesters carried signs. Gahiwi Nessa, a Native American and member of the Neighbors of the Onondaga Nation, noted that the age of exploration brought with it mass murder, slavery, and diseases for the original people of the Americas.
You know, to make a replica of the ships that did that to our own people, and, you know, to even let it sail again into these waters isn't right. It's a huge slap into the face.
Professor Philip Arnold, who teaches Native American and Indigenous Studies at Syracuse University, says those issues still resonate today and should not be ignored.
It's hard to get over that kind of trauma. It's as if we were to ask Jews to get over the Holocaust or something, you know, akin to that. I think, you know, a discussion would be good for everyone.
In Oswego, that was happening. The Neighbors of the Onondaga Nation were able to open an informational booth at the entranceway to the ships. And local summer school principal Bob Nelson says he made sure to fill in the gaps for the students he brought.
Of course, everybody's taught 1492 Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Well, there was a little bit more to it than that. So that's what we try to show them, just to get them thinking a little bit.
Jake Edwards, a member of the Central New York Onondaga Nation, says these replica ships present an opportunity to have that conversation as they move through the Great Lakes.
So, yeah, I would encourage all the nations across the country to stand up and be heard because we're not gone. We're not ancient history like they portray us in the history books in school.
The replica ships are part of an educational foundation based in the British Virgin Islands. They will continue along the Great Lakes this summer with stops in Ohio and Michigan, and then on to the Mississippi River. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Payne Horning in Oswego, New York.
Great Lakes Today is a reporting project involving public radio stations around the Great Lakes region.